Hi, how are you today? This is Stephanie with Buckeye VA. I want to thank you for tuning in with us. This is our first podcast, and my guest today is Stephanie Watson. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for being my first guest and sort of like the guinea pig. So this will be fun, and I know that 2014 has a lot of new adventures for the two of us. One, we will be joint venturing together, and of course, you know, you have your practice and I have mine. And so I basically just wanted to let all of our listeners kind of get to know who you are and what you do. And it's not going to be real formal, so you can add any information you'd like to. So we'll just start out with the basic. And what is your name?
I'm Stephanie Watson, and I own Barry Publishing. It's barrypublishing.com, and Barry spelled B-A-R-R-Y. Basically, I handle anything to do with content for online businesses. I'm kind of venturing into local businesses, too. So that's what I do right now.
And how are you getting the word out about your business?
Mostly, I would say that at this point, it's mostly from word of mouth. But, of course, I involve myself with social media, and I blog on I actually have two blogs, Barry Publishing, of course, and then I have a virtual assistant blog. It's virtualassistantmoms.com, and I blog on both of these. But I also participate, you know, in a mastermind group as well, you know, where we met, as well as other various groups, you know, just so I can get my name out there and let people know what I do. I do something really strange that some people don't know about. I join Yahoo groups and just participate in the conversations, like, say, author Yahoo group, and then I just participate in the conversations, and then I get business that way.
Oh, that's a good idea. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, gosh, since Yahoo groups came around.
I got
started at being a virtual assistant before it was called that. And now, of course, I know we're changing it. They're changing the word from virtual assistant to administrative consultant, I guess.
Yes.
And, yeah. And so I started in the mid-90s working from home, doing whatever I could get my hands on to do because I had three little kids and I was married to a man in the military and, you know, we moved around a lot. So I didn't want to leave my kids alone, and plus three children in daycare would be quite expensive. So I just wanted to be home with them. So that's how I ended up starting it. And thankfully, because I ended up getting a divorce and I kept doing it and I managed to, you know, raise my kids as a single mom working as a virtual assistant, and also went back to college as a virtual assistant. And I'm still doing the same thing, although my niche has changed, you know, with the times, because you just have to keep on top of it, because what was popular 10 years ago certainly isn't popular today. So that's how I've managed to do it. And now I'm remarried, inherited another child, and we're building a house, and I'm still a virtual assistant.
Very nice. Very nice. Can you think way back when you started as a virtual assistant, how you first even learned about that type of industry and that option for moms?
Well, at that time, they're really, you know, when I first got on the internet, I had a Commodore. I'm aging myself by talking about that, but so at the time when I first started finding things to do at home, it just didn't exist. And I found local people that would let me work at home for them that needed help, office help, but didn't want to hire somebody. So I could contract with them, you know, to make, I remember working for a on, I think it was a Peace and Justice organization, and I made all their invitations, you know, cards to send out for their meetings monthly. And then I worked for an art center, and I sent all their, same thing, their newspaper newsletters, because, you know, we didn't even have email newsletters at the time. In fact, the email cost 25 cents back then.
Wow. That's expensive. So, I could add up quickly.
Yeah, so I think you got a few free ones, and after that it was 25 cents. But so I started, you know, a long time ago, so I really had to, you know, go around and give out my business card and meet people face-to-face and go to meetings. And you know, that's becoming popular again to do face-to-face meetings. And so, you know, everything just circles around. And I hate to say it, but I was desperate. So I needed to earn money. I had tried childcare. That wasn't my thing. Even though I had a lot of children, it wasn't what I really wanted to do. And I loved the flexibility that when my children went to sleep, I could make these newsletters, I could make the cards, I could do the databases, I could do whatever while they were sleeping or really early in the morning. And it made me feel like I could be with them when they were, you know, awake and wanted me.
Right, right. So you could be a full-time mom.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be able to bring in an income. Oh, yeah.
Right, and it did become, you know, quickly a full-time income because I really needed a full-time income. I couldn't just be making, you know, $50 here, $50 there for, you know, going to the movies or whatever. I had to make a full-time income or we could not survive, especially when I became a single mother. And, you know, now, you know, people, my husband now, you know, got laid off back in 2006. And I, again, you know, I had to know I had to be able to bring in a full-time income. And now things have changed, you know, and everything's better, but I still need to bring in a full-time income. And it's something that anybody could, if it really wants to do it, can find some kind of niche that they can do from home and make a full-time living at it.
Right, exactly. Going with that, how important has it been for you to find a mentor as you've grown through the years and expanded your services?
Well, you know, I'm part of a solo masterminds, and it used to be called Mom Masterminds, and Kelly McCauzy runs that with Melissa Ingle. I hope I'm saying her name right. But
because,
you know, when you just read everybody's name, you're never sure. But I actually started before them, but I was kind of an introvert. You know, I'm a computer geek. I'm not somebody that likes usually to be out in public or whatever. And I was so amazed watching them when they first started out and Kelly first started doing her podcast. And I was so impressed. And I hate to say this, but up until they started doing this, I knew I was making a full-time living at it, but I didn't consider it a career. I assumed I would go to college and my kids would grow up and I would go get a job somewhere. And they are the ones that made me realize that it was a career, and having those people to look up to that's done it. And I think another person was Erin Blasky. I watched her start out and just explode her business. And just reading about them and the things that they did and how proud they were made me realize that, you know, this is my career and I can keep doing this. I don't have to go get a job.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I understand. I think a lot of us, when we're first starting out, as I'll just speak as a virtual assistant,
mm-hmm.
we just see it as a way to bring in additional income, but not necessarily a career. And it's nice to have the I don't know, what's the right word for them? I don't want to say old-timers.
The example.
It's not very nice.
The example.
But yeah, they are an example. Exactly.
Yeah, because, like, Aaron, all of these people, I think, are younger than me.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, yeah, I'm not really speaking age-wise.
Yeah.
Just,
they've got really
kind of wisdom or something. It's nice.
Yes, they really saw it as a business and as a career and not just something you do for pocket money. And when I saw that.
Not a hobby.
Yeah, right. A hobby. And when I saw that, unfortunately, it was right around the time I was making a lot of money with mini websites for a while there when, you know, the search engines, when you could get on the number page one doing anything. And then I think the bottom dropped out in one night where I went from making, like, on one site $1,500 to the next day zero.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, oddly, I was upset, but I wasn't devastated because I knew that I could just turn around and make more money, continue with the virtual assistants and make more money. I never worry about my ability to find a way to increase my income. It's hard to explain, you know, until you've tried it. And I know you understand that. You know, there's things you can do to increase your income outside of being a virtual assistant. You can get more clients and make more money, but you can also build your team, outsource, do things for passive income, you know, write ebooks and that type of thing. There's so many things you can do. It's so exciting.
It really is. The internet has opened so many doors for all types of individuals to be able to work from home and have a career. And so what is it? Do you have a tip or any type of encouragement you would like to give maybe somebody that's thinking about starting a business, or they've already opened their doors but they're maybe not seeing the results they hoped?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, you know, the biggest thing I see, you know, when some people talk to me through virtual assistant moms about, oh, I can't, you know, find any clients, usually when I dig deeper, I discover that they're, you know, usually spending a lot of time on social media, a lot of time learning, and not applying what they've learned. So my biggest tip is to learn, but then apply what you've learned and give it everything you have. If you purchase a book that tells you how to get your first client in 30 days and all you do is read it, you're not going to get a client. You've got to actually implement the things that you read. Try implementing each new thing you learn before you turn around and go learn something else, and you can make it. There's no reason why pretty much anybody, if you can get online to your bank, you can learn how to work from home as a virtual assistant.
Exactly. I agree. And you know what? Half of the battle is just taking that one step of faith, one step at a time, you know, instead of looking at the ginormous goal ahead of you.
Exactly.
It literally is one little action step at a time. Otherwise,
right.
You'll be frozen with fear.
Right. Well, one of the things I do is I have, you know, I use Google Calendar, and every day when I open my Google Calendar, each day is spelled out for me that I'm going to write a blog post for myself. I'm going to do these things for my clients. And that blog post I wrote for myself today is going to pay off, you know, it could pay off a year later. But every day I do those steps, and that helps me build my business and grow. If you don't create that, I always say it's like having a map to go somewhere. I know we all use GPS now, but if you didn't have that map to go somewhere, you wouldn't get there in the best way. So you have to create steps, a map for your business, step by step, and then backtrack it to each day of the month, each day of the quarter, each day of the year. and you will reach your goal.
You're right. Yep, you start with the end goal in mind, and you definitely work backwards, and you break it down into quarters and weeks mm-hmm. and days and hours, and you
exactly.
really do have a living goal, something that you can work towards, and, you know, you'll be very satisfied with yourself. But again, you get the knowledge, and then you take the action towards whatever it is you're being taught.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. And it's so exciting to me. I just, every day, I'm thrilled. You know, I'm at the point now, too, where mostly Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I don't even work anymore.
Oh,
my husband's off those days. My husband's off those days. So for most of the time, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I don't even work. And the reason I'm able to do that is because I, you know, I micromanage myself, I guess, and keep track. And some people think that's boring. You know, they say, oh, you know, you should just work when inspiration strikes you or whatever. But for me, it works better to have a schedule and know what's coming up. And, of course, there's times where I end up having to work those days that I normally take off. But it's pretty rare these days.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's nice, though, to be able to do that now. So,
oh, yeah.
Again, you did it all with making a goal and taking action every day and taking control
mm-hmm.
of your calendar and deciding what you were going to work on.
Oh, gosh, let me tell you what really helped me. I actually decided when I graduated from college to take a job, but I didn't want to give up my clients because I was a little nervous, you know, about the job. Well, I learned when I had that job that, boy, I sure waste a lot of time. I was able to continue with all my clients and get the work done only on Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
And I only kept the job for like 6 weeks, and then I decided that was ridiculous, and I quit it because I was making so much more money per hour on those 2 days a week than I was making at the other job. And I learned that by controlling my calendar and planning things out, I can accomplish anything, really. You know, like you're writing a book. You know, how do you write a book? You plan out the chapters, you plan everything out, and then you write a certain amount each day until you've reached your goal.
Right. You're right. Very true.
Yep, the same with anything.
Exactly. Anything worth it. So did you want to share your website with us again? And do you have a newsletter where if somebody wanted to contact you, they could sign up, you know, for your newsletter?
Yes, it's on the first page of both of the sites. And they're two separate newsletters. The BarryPublishing.com one, B-A-R-R-Y Publishing.com. That one would be more if you are interested in hiring me, you would through the newsletter you would get information about content marketing, which is interesting whether you want to hire me or not. So you get a lot of information about content marketing. And then virtualassistantmoms.com, that newsletter is more geared toward virtual assistants, and you don't have to be a mom. I really don't put as much tips as I probably should about being a mother and working, but you can learn about how, you know, a virtual assistant gets through her day and or his day, and there's some interviews on there that I've done, podcasts, and there's a newsletter as well.
Okay, very nice. Well, thank you, Stephanie, for being my first guest, and I look forward to many more recordings with you.
Oh, I can't wait. And I'm looking forward to 2014.
I am too. And maybe we'll be able to be outgoing enough and actually have a live event. So that's
oh yes, that I think we can do it. I'm ready. I really am. I'm ready. You know, my kids are all gone now, so for me it's a little easier.
Oh yeah.
So I'm an empty nester. Yeah.
No.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Kids over. if you get bored, let me know. I'll send some kids
okay.
over for you.
Oh, okay. That would be great. Well, thank you.